the Association of American Railroads presents Victor Herbert's colorful gypsy operetta, The Fortune Teller, starring Gordon McRae and his guest, lovely Nadine Connor. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae. Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In the world of comic opera, there's one magic name, Victor Herbert. Tonight, Nadine Connor plays the lovely Musette, and I shall be a gypsy named Candle, as we bring you The Fortune Teller.
Through the forest, wild and free, shines on my God's yellow sea. Ever that rich on Chanty, have so let's do it.
I fell in love with Musette the first moment I saw her in the ballet at the Royal Opera House. I was a poor gypsy watching her from a distance. And as she whirled on the stage, I felt somehow that she danced with all the fire and fervor of a gypsy queen. And yet she was not a gypsy. Or so they told me.
All right,
girls of my ballet company.
I am about to disclose something of the greatest importance.
Is it a new step, Professor Prescott?
One of the most important new steps. It is the step matrimonial. Girls, Count Berezovsky is coming here in a few moments for the purpose of marrying you.
Oh, he's going to marry all of us?
Well, not more than one at a time, I hope.
Oh, that old goof, Count Berezovsky. The decomposer of music?
Here he is. Look, you pretty girl. Come in, Count.
Ah, Fresco. And you lovely lady. You know all you beautiful girls have inspired me to compose a new waltz.
Yes?
Oh, listen to it. Da, 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 dee, dee. Quank, quank. Quang, quang, da, da, dee, dee, dee. Quang, 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 quang. You know that could become popular in time.
You just composed that?
Oh, isn't it cute? Oh, Berezovsky, you genius, you.
Excuse me mentioning it, Count, but have you ever heard of Johann Strauss?
A very jealous man. He hates me.
I can understand why.
Now, about the marriage proposal.
Oh, yes. Shoo these little tears out of here, Professor. I don't want my choice of a wife to be influenced by a pretty face.
All right, girl. Dismiss. Disappear. Well, Count, which one of my dancers do you like best?
Well, now tell me, which one owns a smooth break?
Why, Musette. She's had it since she was a small girl.
Oh, then I'm in love with Musette.
No, she doesn't know. But she's the daughter of a gypsy king, and the only heir to one of the richest fortunes in Hungary. Do you mean to say that Your Excellency would marry for money? After all, your title.
Well, sometimes try eating a title between two slices of pumpernickel. Now go and call her.
Very well, very well. Use that. Come out into the garden.
Yes, Professor.
Use that. You have always done as I have asked you, haven't you?
It's my one rule in life, Professor. Always do as we're told. My age is grown more holy, and I tread the same in book. That it doesn't matter what a girl may wear or how she looks. She never should be frivolous. She never should be bold. My grandma says, my darling, always do as you are told. Grandma said, don't of the jelly bed. Be comfortable of milk, he said, or I will have to scold. And I was always there. You see, I did as I was told. Always do as people say you should. You never can be happy, child, unless you're good. I do as I am told. I'm just as good as gold. And I know I shall be happy. Girl, I'm still as good as pie, and I do as people tell me, or at least I always try. For instance, with an officer, a handsome young dragoon, I went out for an evening walk, a stroll by night of moon. I'd love to say he kissed me, it was very rude and bold. He told me not to scream, and so I did as I was told. He told me then to kiss him. It was very intense. I thought, what grandma told me, and I was obedient. Always do as people say you should. You never can be happy, child, unless you're good. I did as I was told, was just as good as gold, and it made me such a happy girl to be so good. I was so
good. Dear Lisette, I'm glad you have such an obedient nature, because I want you to marry Count Berezovsky.
What? But I must have time to think.
Well, I'll return in an hour, and we shall be married. Yes? And that will give me time enough to compose a brand new wedding march.
Especially for the occasion.
Let's see. Oh, no, I have it.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
You know, that could become popular in time. Well, see you in an hour, my little bride. Come, Professor.
Da, da,
is that great?
Da, da, da,
da.
What shall I do?
Can I help you, little Musette?
Who are you?
A friend. My name is Shandor.
You're a gypsy.
Yes.
I seem to know your face. And yet we've never met before, have we?
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Oh, farewell. How do I know you? Oh, let me see your hand.
My hand? Do you tell fortunes?
Yes.
But only gypsies tell fortunes. What did you learn?
I don't know.
What do you read in my hand?
Oh, a great love of freedom, of the green forest, the open sky, the stars at night.
That's my lifeline. Tell me, what do you read in my heartline, little fortune teller?
A girl. One girl.
With dark eyes that shine like stars.
Oh, who are you? Where have we met?
Perhaps long ago in the green forest, where the gypsies live.
The birds of the forest are calling for thee, and the shades and the glades are lonely. Summer's there with her blossoms fair. No bird at rest in the greenwood tree, but sighs to greet you and kiss you. Oh, the violets yearn for your safe return, but most of all, come the field and the grove. Can you hear me in that dreamland where your fancies roam? Come on, my
into the lake. A wet kiss to all of you. Lisette, there.
Pia, don't drag the lake. Now come, you said, into the forest. Stay close by me, Lisette.
Oh, Daniel. Stop here a moment. I've never been in this forest before. And yet I seem to know every path, every tree is familiar.
The forest is home to many of us little fortune tellers, to people like me and my gypsy friends. And perhaps someday it can be home to you.
We have a home in the forest never any other. And glade where our tents are white to see.
Where our tents are white to see.
Wandering ever near and far,
I'm gonna find you.
second act of The Fortune Teller, starring Gordon McRae as Shandor and Nadine Connor as Musette.
I took Musette away from the city to the quiet and peace of our gypsy camp in the forest. And there around the fire, we joined a ring of smiling faces.
Am I welcome here?
A gypsy campfire, Musette, anyone with a warm heart is welcome.
Oh, I love it.
A fire, good company, a beautiful girl at my side, and yet there's something missing.
What is it, Sandra?
A gypsy must have music. My friends, is this not a better life than the army?
Yeah.
Well, then what do we sing to the men who search for fame and gold?
Oh, ye wars, many soldiers and horsemen, all ye who chase for the willow with fame, bending you double with care and with trouble, fighters like me have the best of the game. Ye play a game when the winners are losers. Leisure and fun pass you by. Think ye that I would change places with you, sirs? Thank ye, good slaves of the army. Not I. Not I. What? Off with a bugle and march. No, no, you may do that. Not my way. What? Buy all my toys for cash. Oh, no, that is for you. But I cry you nay. Turn my blood. My heart grows, shall I? Let yours be the strife, but a lazy life is a happier life, I know. Oh, 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 what? Work like a fool, don't know.
And yet, I wish I could spend all of my life here. In the forest, every bird, every flower seems to be in love.
Even a few of the people.
Do you suppose that's what's wrong with me? What is this strange elation I feel? It's the few dawn which surround me. As the curtains of evening run.
hide my friends. We should see if they are friends or our enemies.
It is no use looking further into the forest. The news that is gone.
Oh, she's drowned.
Oh, me, oh, my. I must compose a song to commemorate her fate. Let me see. I have it, yes.
Many brave hearts lie asleep in the...
You know, if I could think of a last word, that song would become popular in time. Come. We shall return to the city.
Now, to think that I have found and lost a fortune teller. Now,
nobody will ever know that Musette was an heiress and a gypsy princess.
Just a minute. What do you mean, my friend?
This is none of your business, Gypsy.
It is very much my business. I love Musette.
But it is the bottom of the lake.
Oh, no. Musette, come out.
Oh, it's a ghost!
No, I did not drown myself. As a matter of fact, instead of dying, I really began to live.
Now tell us again what you were talking about.
Well, I'll just hate myself for telling you this, but
you're the daughter of a gypsy king, you know, and the heiress to all his gold.
Oh, I knew in my heart that I belonged here, that the forest was my home, and that one day I would be somebody's gypsy sweetheart.
Gypsy sweetheart. Oh, what a wonderful idea for a song.
Wait, I have the melody.
La, 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 my little gypsy sweetheart. Ah, ah, ah.
You know...
you know, that could become popular in time if I leave it alone. Well, little fortune teller, can you still read the future?
I think so.
Look in your own hand. What do you see there?
Oh, I see a life full of happiness and golden dreams for a man named Sandor and his gypsy sweetheart.
Thank you, Nadine Connor, for your wonderful performance. And our thanks also to Jim Backus, who was Count Berezovsky, and to Earl Ross, who was Presto, to our entire company. The Fortune Teller, with book and lyrics by Harry B. Smith, music by Victor Herbert, is dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroad. Today's headlines tell the story of a busy, productive America preparing to defend itself. Hundreds of thousands of men are being trained and equipped. Training bases are being reopened and improved. Research into many fields is being expanded. Production of all kinds stepped up. New and massive weapons are being turned out. And moving the millions of tons of raw materials and finished products needed is a job for the railroad. A job for the railroad. Or, as has been shown time and again, when it comes to moving great volumes of freight, dependably, efficiently, and economically, no other form of transportation can equal or even approach the railroad. Well, folks, next week, the Railroad Hour presents something very special. The world premiere of a new musical play, Annie Lloyd. It was written by the young Broadway playwrights, Lawrence and Lee, who have dramatized many of your favorite Railroad Hour productions. Dorothy Warren Scholl will play the title role of Annie Laurie, and I'll be the wonderful poet, Robert Burns, and sing some of the songs he made immortal. So don't miss our pre-Broadway preview of this exciting, romantic new musical.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, this is Gordon MacRae saying goodbye.
The Fortune Teller was presented by special arrangement with Sam's Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in the Warner Brothers production, The West Point Story. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Gray. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroad. And now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.